Undercover Carson, Secret Agent. Operation Death Ray, an assignment in Rio.
We were finding out things, but at the same time suffering heavy casualties. First, Major Aubrey Dent. Fortunately, he survived a bullet, and so was able to tell us that Sally Bruin was one of the all-knowing Charco's accomplices. She had disappeared, and Sir Giles Davenport and I had different views on the assistance offered by her part-time employer, Commander Julius Grant. Then there was Angelo. Not the first time he'd been injured in the death ray hunt, but this time he insisted it was a death blow, despite medical reassurance. It was my former schoolfellow, now a deadly rival, who had attacked him. I forced my way into Helena Jansen's flat and told her about this. For a long time, we'd known there was a link between her and Roger Deauville. And where had she learned that Julius Grant wasn't to be trusted? She said she would tell all, provided Angelo convinced her that Deauville had been responsible. But at the Davenport apartment the following morning, with Sir Giles and Aubrey Dent, the time ticked on.
She's a little late, Carson.
Well, she said she'd be here at 9, Sir Giles. It's only 9:30.
Hmm.
And she has that antique business in Rua de Ubidor to attend to.
Even so, I can't help feeling that she may have fobbed you off. What do you say, Dent?
I'd rather not say anything.
Of course, Carson and I have been at one another's throats the last day or two. But in this business, a healthy debate does little harm.
We won't go into matter of Commander Grant.
You have got a set on him.
Not without reason. Howsoever. That'll be her now. I'll tend to it.
Yes, she's your baby, as the saying is.
What about me?
Out of sight. Pronto.
I'm going, Bruce.
Right now, just to open the... Oh, you.
Oh, hello, Carson. I'm awfully sorry to be butting in.
No, Commander. Sir Giles will be pleased to see you.
Julius, this is a pleasant surprise.
Well, I know I should have phoned first.
Oh, no, not at all.
Well, it struck me as I was taking a stroll, and since I was so handy...
Yes, take a seat, old man.
Thank you.
Now, what is this that struck you?
First of all, you haven't heard anything yet of my part-time secretary.
Not a murmur. We imagine she's up country.
You mean at the ruins near the Amarillo crater?
Indeed. We think you've pinpointed her hideout and the headquarters of this bounder Charco. But we do, Carson.
Smoker's throat.
And we are contemplating looking at the place.
I think you might find something, Sir Giles.
You do, by Jove.
Yes, it's like this. As I was strolling, I suddenly recalled a report that someone had set up living quarters in the ruins.
Uh-huh.
I get so many of these reports, you know.
Oh, understood. You being the distinguished explorer that you are.
Being an armchair explorer, I need the reports to know what's going on.
Get out with you. Next thing we know, you'll be packing your bags again and off to the back of beyond.
Anyway, I just thought I'd drop in and let you know.
And we are most obliged. It makes me more certain than ever that Miss Sally Bruin, or Melinda Cowan, is lying low near those crater ruins. What's the matter, Carson? Why don't you sit down?
Hmm? I just thought of something. I must slip out for a while. I know you'll excuse me. I was certain that Julius Grant was looking the place over. Besides, his additional information struck me as being an extra lure to get us to fall into a trap somewhere near the Amarillo crater. Or perhaps he suspected that Helena might be calling, and so had decided to upset our little get-together. That's why I left, to waylay Helena. So I stood outside the apartment building, with the sleek cars streaking this way and that on the broad Copacabana Boulevard. Then I spotted her, and dodged across between cars to the phone booth. Sorry.
You great fool.
Helena, my dear.
Come right inside the phone booth and close that door.
Helena, I feel I'm getting close to you at last.
Why did you have to come out of the apartment?
Because I didn't want you to go knocking on the door when a certain character...
I know Sir Julius Grant's up there.
Oh, you do?
Why else do you think I'm here?
You were waiting.
Of course I was.
Oh, that explains.
And do you realize that you were nearly run down as you raced across the boulevard?
Mad to be with you.
Please. And is this any time of day to be putting your arm around a female?
Well, must do something with it. Cramped for space here, you know.
I sometimes think you're rather cramped for space elsewhere.
Oh, how so?
Your head, Bruce. You do the craziest things.
Carson's always were an odd lot.
But surely this isn't a time to be taking wild risks. I get so worried about you.
You know what's going on, of course.
I said I'd tell you everything, but on a certain condition.
So, that Angelo convinces you it was my former school chum who attacked him.
Yes, Bruce.
I'm afraid Angelo's not the best. It was a head injury. The doctor says concussion only. But the fellow's got it into his head that he's going to die. Keeps muttering something about the spirits. However, to get back to Grant, he seemed to be snooping. Did he by any chance know you were calling this morning?
It's possible he had some suspicion.
I see.
But there he is now.
Oh, yes. Coming out of the building.
Oh, Bruce, you're crushing me.
I can't allow him to see us here. Besides, something I've been wanting to do for a long, long time.
I suppose you say the same thing to that dancer.
Fakirelli, you mean?
Of course I mean her.
I haven't had the chance. Seems to have vanished.
She'll be around. Have no fear of that. But look at that brute.
Commander Grant?
See how he struts along. As if he owned Rio and the whole world.
Salt of the earth. Solid as a rock. Stalwart, Britisher to the core.
You really think that?
Sir Giles does. I'm only quoting.
Then Sir Giles is very much mistaken.
That's something I hope you'll convince him about. But coast seems clear. Come on. We'll get up to the Davenport apartment.
Excellency, I make no jest. The dark shadow is already upon me.
Such nonsense, Angelo. You've had a nasty blow, but as for its being lethal, impossible.
Yet the spirits tell me.
You are just out of sorts. Now, let's get on with this business. You know who this young woman is, standing here by Carson?
Si.
All right, you take over, Carson.
Right, sir. Angelo, old fellow. Miss Jansen has offered to help us.
Are we to believe this?
Now, please, old chap, leave that to us. But first, she wants to hear just who it was who gave you the knock on the head.
Senor Deauville.
Can you prove that?
Senorita, when a man is in the shadow of eternal darkness, he tempts the spirits if he speaks falsely. It is Senor Deauville.
Steady. Steady there. Lie back.
The senorita asks for the truth. She receives it.
And I believe you, Angelo.
Right, Elena. What about it?
Let's sit down, Bruce. This is something I've been wanting to do for a long time.
Elena had always kept me at a distance with that finely chiseled mask of a face. But her lips were trembling now. She needed understanding, and I was prepared to give her that. But Angelo lay back, his eyes slits of oily darkness. And Sir Giles, for all his good manners, couldn't quite disguise his suspicions. Yet Helena rather disarmed him by her first admission. Something that we'd known from Aubrey Dent, who waited in the room outside.
During the war, and for several years afterwards, I happened to be in the same service as both you, Sir Giles, and you, Bruce.
Yes, we know that, Helena.
So you do. It's a wonder you weren't more violent with me.
Yeah, it seems we're not the violent types, in spite of the grim business that now engages us. But you've helped us so often, Helena, and yet...
I've hindered you also. Say it, Bruce.
Oh, take it easy, my dear.
I don't think you're going to understand this, but I didn't betray my trust as a British agent. It was the last thing I would have ever done.
Yet it appeared that you were involved in some double dealings with the enemy.
I was.
As we understood, sir.
Never. Never. It was my brother using me, blackmailing me. And it so happens that I've always had a deep affection and hope for this brother of mine.
And the brother?
Roger Deauville.
Great heavens! Deauville and yourself, a brother and sister?
Hard to imagine, perhaps.
Well, you're nothing alike.
Just a minute, Sir Giles. Yes, now I see it, the resemblance. Something that's been puzzling me for so long.
You haven't recognized me at last, Bruce?
Why should I recognize you?
I visited Roger at school once. I was about 14. You were so nice.
Oh, yes, I do seem to remember a kid sister.
That was me.
This is curious.
But why aren't you Helena Deauville?
Oh, I changed all that when I came out here to keep a sisterly eye on him.
Ah, this explains so much, Helena. It explains why one moment you're with us, and the next so far away. Yes, I see it all. You've been trying to protect him.
Thank you, Puss. But it's no use. There's so much involved. The lives of so many innocent people. If ever Roger laid hands on the Death Ray secret, heaven knows where it would end up.
And who employs these hands, if I might put it that way?
The major continental power, Sir Giles. Need I say any more?
Not on that point, my dear. We understand perfectly.
And it clears up still another point. Obviously, Fakarelli really is working for the freelancers.
Oh, yes. Roger told me that. As he told me so many things.
Then what is the link between you and Roger and Julius Grant?
If any.
There's no link between me and Commander Grant.
Then Grant and your brother?
Grant is an evil man. I hate to hurt you like this, Sir Giles.
He isn't Charco, by any chance.
Carson, how can you be so ridiculous? Miss Jensen?
He's not Charco.
Of course not.
But Charco has threatened to kill Roger, unless he works in with him.
The very same thing that he's done with Fakarelli. Yes, but go on.
And the threat to Roger came through Commander Julius Grant.
Not really.
Sir Giles, I swear that this is the truth.
I would never have believed it.
And I've no doubt that it was on Charco's instructions that Roger attacked your Angelo.
What do you know of Charco?
I've never seen him, Bruce. Only Roger seems to know how to get in touch with him.
Elena. This is Major Aubrey Dent.
I think we'd better drop the formalities. I took a phone call outside. Rather charming French lass.
Oh, Fakarelli?
I imagine so. But she was warning us that a time bomb of decidedly short duration had been planted in the apartment.
Time bomb? Where?
This appears to be it. Concealed in a bundle of books.
Julius left them.
That's the bomb. Quick, Aubrey, give it to me. We've got to work fast. We had to work fast, all right. But the trouble was, I just didn't know what to do with the thing. If I opened the bundle of books, that would probably set it off. Grant was the go-between, but Charco was out to destroy all opposition in Operation Death Ray.